Hello.
Hi, this is Eddie Shell from Michigan Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yes.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male or female?
No comment.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said I identify as a male.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1954.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? I'm sorry, you said no, sir?
No. That's correct. No.
What is your race? Select all that apply. White, black, or African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern.
Black.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about, from 0 to 10? 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power.
5.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Kamala Harris.
Cold.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Kind of cold.
Would you say from 0 to 10, what number?
Okay, let's go with 5.
Okay. Joe Biden.
3.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, you said between 5 and 10, is that the number ratio?
No, 0 to 10.
0 to 10, okay. Give me a 5 on that one.
Okay. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.
Slotkin. I'll give her an 8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. 5.
Donald Trump.
5.
The Republican Party.
5.
All right, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, third party.
Trump.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but if you have to choose, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'll just say the Republican candidate.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I vote the power, is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
B.
Would you say somewhat or much more B?
Somewhat.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
B.
In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. I'm going to go with I'm optimistic, whatever that is. That A? I'm optimistic that things will get better.
Okay. The future of the planet.
Yes. I think the planet will take care of, it'll be fine.
Okay.
People I'm worried about.
Your own future.
Optimistic.
Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, I don't know enough about candidates. I don't have time to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
Let's go with A.
Okay. Is there any other one?
The last one.
All right. Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select
Republicans.
Okay. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and a 0 means that you are not concerned at all. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
I'm opposed to that.
Okay. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Okay, what were my choices again?
Not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Opposed.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Opposed.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively...
Hell no. No. Absolutely not.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Not sure on that one.
Okay. sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
I'm opposed to that.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
You said, am I for the increasing?
Yes. Well, if it's something that concerns you or you're not concerned about that at all.
Well, I mean, it should be a concern of all political violence. It should be a concern of everybody's. But I guess I'm not for that, so I'll have to say I'm opposed to it.
Okay. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
No. No.
Okay. Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a bit of a problem, small problem, not a problem.
Okay. We can throw not a problem out of that. So let's go with somewhat of a problem.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Would you say yes personally experienced or yes, know someone you know?
Oh, no. Someone I know.
Okay. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
You said you're trying to suppress it? I missed that. Thank you. Could you read that again?
Sure. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
5.
Okay. Thank you. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
10.
MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
5.
But MAGA Republicans are attracting our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power of themselves.
0.
Right. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective?
I'm sorry. Did you say politics? Did you mean politics?
Politics, I do apologize, yes.
No problem.
I go ahead and restart again, yes. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Engaging in civil disobedience, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, posting in social media, attending city council meetings, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in direct actions like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, talking to friends and family about politics, boycotting a company.
5.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay. Am I still on the numbers thing? I'm going with 5. It's not really, I don't think, I'm not, none of that makes any sense to me. So I'm going to go with 5. Actually, I'm going to go with 0 on that. Can I do that?
No, well, you can select up to two of them.
Okay. Give me C and D.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 0 means that it has no power.
3.
One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations for Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
You said, how do I feel about it? The comments?
Which of the following are you more concerned about?
Well, the showing is not Trump talking about Biden. That's not a concern of mine. So I'll just go with B.
Okay. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Are you current member or former?
Former.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
U.S.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States, both parents.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was not able to vote. COVID.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Retired.
Retired, okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, all the way up to
$400,000 or more? Okay, we could get about $400,000 or more, so we're right around $40,000 a year.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
No problem.